This is the Steve Zabin Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Steve Zabin.
Pretty cool SI cover, Scott. It's got the greatests on it. It's Ledecky, Phelps, and Biles with all their hardware draped around their necks.
Nifty.
Yeah, it is pretty good. We are killing China in the medal count. You know that. 75 to like 40-something.
The round is on.
Which means we better than you.
Yes, of course.
So there. Nobody's climbing the Great Wall of China to get into China to say, I'm here to live in your country.
Build that wall. Although it's not at the border of the country.
It's no,
it
isn't.
In the middle somewhere.
Yeah. Why don't we just buy their wall? Let's buy it, bring it over here brick by brick.
They own enough of our country. We should own some of theirs.
Yeah, secondhand wall.
You could put ads on the wall.
You know, Mexico's going to pay for that Chinese wall, too. Make Mexico pay.
Okay. Before we have our next guest on, I have to just throw this baseball thing in here. Did you see Adrian Beltre last night grab the grounds crew broom?
He didn't want to get Gatorade.
A Gatorade bath.
Yeah.
Used it like a medieval jousting spear
Get away from me. If I was an athlete, I would say, whoever douses me in Gatorade,
I'm going to kill them.
I will hurt them physically. And then you wouldn't do it.
Would you deliver a Liam Neeson and Taken-like rant? I have a very specialized set of skills.
I grab a broom and swing it at your head.
I can assure you, if you get me wet with Gatorade,
I
will hunt you down.
I will put some
and
judo
I
throws
will
on
kill
you.
I will find you, Elvis Andrews.
That's right. All right, Mark Normandin joins us now, SB Nation baseball writer. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for picking up the phone today. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Let's start with A-Rod. Does he, and this may be a dumb question, but does he have any chance of making the Hall of Fame, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think so. It probably won't happen right away, but, you know, he has the benefit of being even further removed from, the loudest opposition to the steroid era. You know, like Clemens and Bonds have already had some years tick off their Hall of Fame candidacy. A-Rod's got 5 years before it's even a question, and then he's got 10 years after that.
So you think he may benefit from the fading over time of the militancy of the voters towards not putting these guys in, because pretty much anyone that has been glanced by the steroids accusation is dead in the water right now in terms of making the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think, you know, the trend has been for these votes to kind of go up. I think in part because they got rid of a lot of the part-timers and the people not covering baseball anymore. And, you know, there's more and more younger and newer voters who maybe didn't feel the exact same way coming in. The percentages are climbing and going to keep climbing. So A-Rod has, you know, maybe a better chance than Bonds and Clemens do just because he's got time on his side.
Yeah.
And I think more people are not even forgiving him necessarily, but, you know, you can't tell the story of baseball correctly without someone like A-Rod. And I think it's important to keep telling the story of baseball with the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Well, it's a fair point. Mark Normandin joining us, SB Nation baseball writer. Let's talk Prince Fielder for a second. I saw the breakdown of the money he's going to get. It's a hodgepodge of two different teams are paying off what is left of his massive contract. There is an injury settlement as well, some insurance money that came with the trade to the Rangers. It totals something like $104 million. What is the big lesson, if there is one, in this Prince Fielder contract that has pretty much blown up on two teams now?
You know, it's kind of tough because Prince Fielder was one of the most durable, reliable players in baseball before he started having the neck issues. So, you know, it's a very mean sport. You know, you play pretty much nonstop for 180 days in the season, and then there's the postseason and there's spring training, and you just never really stop going. And it wears down on you. Even someone like Fielder, who, you know, was capable and healthy enough to lead the league in games played 4 times during his career, and he played 162 games so many times, averaged 160 for like an 8-year period, I believe. I don't know if there's a huge lesson here. You know, sometimes these huge deals don't work out, but, you know, where are you going to be if you don't take those risks too?
Follow Mark on Twitter at Mark_Normandin. That's Mark with a C, Normandin. He's joined us via the Progressive guest line here on SB Nation Radio, Steve Zabin Show. Mark, what's the deal with the Dodgers rotation? Brett Anderson possibly going back to the DL. Brandon McCarthy has spent his entire career there. Kershaw's still a couple weeks away. I don't even know where else they can turn.
Yeah, their rotation is the reason why I'm hesitant to say that they're going to, you know, officially overtake the Giants and then run away with the division, just because they managed to pitch well while Kershaw's been out. There are a lot of problems with the rotation, like you said. There's really no one very reliable in it. You know, Scott Kazmir has had rough second halves the last few years, and he had a rough first half this time. So, you know, he's not exactly a guy they can expect to rely on. And it's tough. You don't even know what shape Kershaw's going to be in when he gets back. You know, if his back injury is not completely healed or is still kind of bugging him, he's only coming back with a month left in the season, and it's going to be a tight race.
Back to the A-Rod aftermath in New York. For those of us who didn't follow or didn't really expect it to happen, I don't want to say so quickly, but the influx has been good, it has been immediate, and it has been semi-successful. Guys like Chad Green, guys like Judge, the other youngsters, tell us a little bit more about them.
You know, those are the guys who are the Yankees' future, and it's interesting to see them finally, you know, pull the trigger on bringing it there. You know, they kind of just sat around for the most part and reloaded a little bit for 2016, but didn't really solve any of their issues. You know, guys like Judge are important and promising, but the difference now is that those aren't the only prospects. You know, the Yankee system didn't look great at the start of the year, but with what they did sell off, you know, before the deadline, they brought in a whole new slew of prospects too. So guys like Judge are promising, but they're really just a part of the puzzle now.
Now that A-Rod and his peeps have taken himself out of the running for any sort of Marlins help, do the Marlins have an answer beyond Giancarlo for any sort of pop in that lineup?
You know, they just kind of have to hope that Justin Bour comes back soon from that ankle sprain he has. It's a tough time of year to find someone who is both healthy and capable, which is, you know, how you end up looking at someone like A-Rod, even though he looked done in the first place, is because, well, maybe he's not, you know, and that's kind of what you're relying on. So the good thing for the Marlins is, you know, this is a good team, and Stanton didn't hit for a good almost 50-game stretch in the middle of the season where he was actually awful, not even bad. He was just terrible. And they weathered that just fine, stayed in the wild card race. So there might be enough there otherwise, especially with the deadline acquisitions they made to plug the rotation, that they'll be okay.
All right, very good. Mark, we appreciate the time this morning. Read his stuff at SB Nation, Mark Normandin, baseball writer. We'll talk again, all right, bud?
Of course, anytime.
All right, there you go. So, yeah, interesting that he thinks that A-Rod will have a slightly better chance than these other guys just because time will wear down the people that have said, no way are we going to vote in a guy.
A lot of the other pundits and current players and analysts are going, no.
Yeah, I can't. No, I can't see it.
There's no hesitation in their voice. No.
No chance.
He lied.
He cheated and he lied and then he cheated and he lied.
And he lied and you cheated and you lied. He was an amazing player. He then lied for a long time.
Didn't he cheat twice? Like, didn't he cheat? He was in the Mitchell report, denied it in his good boy sweater to Katie Couric, then got busted on
for years,
and then ended up cheating again with the gummies and the trokes.
And then the Madonna and the Toronto stripper, and then, that kind of cheating. Different cheating.
Yeah. And then the legend of the Minotaur painting above his bed.
That's right.
Mrs. Awesome. A-Rod was happy with all the cheating, because she made a bundle. Oh, did she make a bundle?
Ooh, did she make out?
Cynthia Rodriguez.
I don't get the affinity for him with the Yankees. I don't know why they are going to make him a special advisor.
The myth to that, or the dirty little secret, was he was going to fly home after Friday night's game and not technically stay with the team that he was going to mentor. So if you're with the team and you're helping, then you're with the team and you're helping.
Sure.
And you're not going home for the weekend to clear your head or to do whatever. You just put on a suit or some sort of coaching uniform and you hang out.
Mentor.
You don't leave.
Yeah. Zabe, are you going to mentor young, aspiring radio hosts?
Oh, yeah, like Tim Murray.
Yeah.
I'm mentoring Tim as we speak, as
like
a matter of fact.
Like Seinfeld with Banya.
I'd like to read Joe Girardi's book on A-Rod when it comes out.
Bus, you're the best mentor I've ever had. Best mentor.
Speaking of Seinfeld, I have a Seinfeld nugget for you.
Ooh, Seinfeld nugget.
Yes. A little something that actually warmed my heart a bit last night. Of course, I was sitting in a hot tub full of Epsom salt, so maybe that was what was warming my heart and other body parts. Get to that next, plus your 80s rejoin. Don't go away. Steve Zabin Show, SB Nation Radio.